One of the main concerns for married couples who are looking to qualify the institutionalized spouse for Medicaid is the financial well-being of the spouse at home, also known as the community spouse. Fortunately, the Medicaid program contains certain provisions to avoid spousal impoverishment and allow the community spouse to maintain their current lifestyle at home. These measures include asset and income regulations that ensure the healthy spouse has enough to live comfortably in the community and avoid impoverishment. When a Medicaid applicant qualifies for benefits, their income is subject to paying the nursing home bill. They are given a monthly personal needs allowance and certain medical deductions from their income, but the rest must go toward their cost of care. This is the applicant Medicaid's copay. If the applicant is married, however, the community spouse may be eligible to receive some of the institutionalized spouse's income. This is the monthly maintenance needs allowance, or MIMNA. If the community spouse's income is less than their MIMNA, they are entitled to a portion or all of the institutionalized spouse's income. Some states apply a standard MIMNA for all cases involving a married couple. In these states, if the community spouse's income is less than the MIMNA, they'll receive an income shift of the difference from the institutionalized spouse. If the community spouse's income is more than the MIMNA, they will continue receiving their income as usual. The monthly allowance varies by state, but is typically the federal maximum MIMNA. Most states, however, apply a minimum and a maximum MIMNA. Rather than being entitled to a standard amount, the community spouse's MIMNA is based on their total shelter expenses. They will always be entitled to receive at least the minimum, but they may be entitled to receive more if they have shelter expenses above a certain threshold, not to exceed the maximum. The minimum and maximum MIMNA vary by state and are generally updated annually. To determine the MIMNA in a minimum-maximum state, you'll use the state-specific standard utility allowance and shelter standard. The standard utility allowance is a standard figure used to represent the community spouse's monthly utility bills, like electricity, water, gas, heat, and so on. Since utility bills can change each month, the standard utility allowance is used as an estimated amount rather than calculating the actual out-of-pocket utility costs each month. The standard utility allowance varies by state. The shelter standard is a base figure for all the community spouse's monthly shelter expenses, including mortgage payments, real estate taxes, and the standard utility allowance. If their total expenses exceed the shelter standard, their MIMNA is increased dollar for dollar from the minimum MIMNA to account for the difference, not to exceed the maximum. The shelter standard varies by state, but is typically equal to the federal figure. In order to calculate the MIMNA, you'll add up the community spouse's total monthly housing expenses, including the state-specific standard utility allowance. Then, you'll deduct the shelter standard from the total monthly expenses and add that amount to the minimum MIMNA. The resulting figure is the community spouse's MIMNA. To determine the income shift from the institutionalized spouse, simply subtract the community spouse's income from their calculated MIMNA. If you have any questions about the monthly maintenance needs allowance or other Medicaid regulations, contact our office.